Today, Amazon officially announced a new Kindle that was leaked earlier this week. As predicted, the new Kindle Oasis is the thinnest and lightest Kindle ever, with an ergonomic design for one-handed reading. It has a 6-inch high-res 300 PPI display, fancy covers that come in black, Merlot, and walnut. I like the Merlot. The Oasis will cost you $289.99 and will be released on April 27th. Roberto, are you a Kindle owner?
I am a huge fan of the Kindle. I have like four. I have four Kindles. And, you know, this is, I like the idea. I actually like the asymmetrical design of this where, you know, because I'm usually holding it with one hand and the back of the Kindle is usually pretty slick. And so it's, you know, there's nothing for me to grip. So having that sort of, you know, that sort of tapered design where I can reach behind it and hold it with one hand and the page turn buttons is pretty nice. $300 though. I mean, that's
pretty darn expensive.
I'm fine with my Paperwhite for now. I think I'm good. It's the same. It's the same screen. It's just brighter, and I don't need it to be any brighter than it is at this point.
But the battery lasts for like 20 months on standby, Roberto. 20 months.
That's true. If I'm 20 which months is a long. Yeah,
yeah, it's a long
20
time.
20 months is too long.
Yeah, I started reading a book, and then 6 months later, I'm like, I wonder how that book's doing.
Oh, cool. The battery's only gone down 3%. I kind of appreciated how on the Amazon page for this, it shows a woman sitting by the ocean on the beach with her Kindle. Pretty much that's like the enemy, the ultimate enemy of the Kindle is water and sand. So yeah, this is where people often choose to, you know, want to take their Kindle. So maybe someday in the future, Amazon will realize that a very meaningful upgrade to the Kindle beyond what they've already done would be water and dust protection.
Yeah.
You know, so that it could survive the elements, I suppose.
If you don't have to charge it for like 6 years or however long, you know, the battery like is now, I mean, you can seal the port.
Yeah.
Ta-da.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, I still like to read old-fashioned books that I often check out from the old-fashioned library. Wow. But yeah, I have the first-generation Kindle, which I think is now a brick because I didn't do the update because I don't know where it is. But this is pretty. I do like it. It does look like it feels like a book. But if I were going to start reading on the screen, I think I would just read on my basically waterproof iPhone. And, you know, no. Well, it has, now it has the True Tone and the Night Shift and all the things that are supposed to make whatever Kindle's screen made it better for reading, right?
I don't need, my phone is my phone. And if I'm on my phone, guess what? I'm getting tweets. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, what's going on? Oh, let me check my email. Oh, there's this. I mean, the Kindle's like one trick pony. All I'm doing is I'm reading. I'm not being bothered by anything. That's my sort of like big deal. Like why I really love the Kindles that. That's all it does.
Right.
It does one thing, does a good job at it, and I can just have a bunch of books on there, and I just cram it full of books. And if I finish a book while I'm out or I'm doing something, I can just grab another one. I'm not tempted to tweet, which, you know, if you follow me on Twitter, you know I tweet a lot.
Mm-hmm. The temptation's there.
Okay, yeah. So if you
need like an isolation mode is what you need.
Yeah. Or some self-control, perhaps.
No.
I know. I don't have it either.
That doesn't work.
I'm kidding.
That doesn't work.
Insane. Talking crazy.
Exactly.